Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Early voting is underway in the key swing state of Wisconsin. From member station WUWM, Angelina Mosher Salazar reports that lines outside a polling station in Milwaukee stretched for blocks.
People began forming lines outside of voting booths in the pre-dawn hours, prepared to cast their ballot in person. Spaced 6 feet apart, many stood in line for up to an hour. Milwaukee resident Sarah Burrell says she's fine waiting a bit if it means her vote will count.
You have a better chance of getting your vote counted early voting. When it comes in at the last minute, there's no telling what we might end up with.
Many at the polls expressed concerns that their ballot would not be counted if they voted by mail. In Wisconsin, ballots cast during early voting will be tallied on Election Day. For NPR News, I'm Angelina Mosher Salazar in Milwaukee.
A federal appeals court says North Carolina can accept absentee ballots up to November 12th, as long as they are postmarked by November 3rd. The deadline extension was announced in late September as part of a settlement with voting rights advocates. Republican leaders in North Carolina and across the nation took the matter to court. Republicans and Democrats remain far apart on what to include in any new coronavirus relief package. As NPR's Claudia Grisales reports, the two sides agreed to keep talking after missing a Tuesday deadline that was set by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Speaker Pelosi wanted to reach a deal with the administration to pass a bill by Election Day, but says she's still hopeful despite no agreement in hand. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the two sides have made good progress but are still hundreds of billions of dollars apart. Here's Meadows on CNBC.
We're not just down to a difference of language and a few dollars. We still have a ways to go.
He also called Pelosi's goal for a deal on Tuesday a, quote, artificial deadline. Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are expected to continue their talks again on Wednesday. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
Leaders in the U.S. and Europe are divided over the proper response to the pandemic. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is imposing strict restrictions on England's Greater Manchester region after talks with local officials failed to reach an agreement.
Given the public health situation, I must now proceed with moving Greater Manchester, as I say, to the very high alert level. Because not to act would put Manchester's NHS and the lives of many of Manchester's residents at risk.
The director of England's National Health Services says there are currently more hospitalized COVID-19 patients in the Greater Manchester area than in all of southern England. You're listening to NPR News. The CDC says the coronavirus is still being transmitted in the U.S. and internationally through travel and is urging passengers and transportation workers to wear masks. All leading U.S. airlines now require passengers other than small children to wear masks during flights, but there is no FAA mask requirement, and enforcement of the airline rules can be spotty. A NASA spacecraft successfully touched down on an asteroid floating some 200 miles away from Earth. As NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports, the probe also collected a sample of rock and dust.
This was NASA's first effort to grab a sample off an asteroid, a space object that's considered to be a kind of pristine relic from the early days of the solar system. As the research team watched, the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft moved towards the rocky surface. Its onboard systems looked for hazardous obstacles and decided it was safe.
Going in. We're going in.
Touchdown declared.
After just briefly touching the surface and hopefully grabbing a good sample, the spacecraft safely backed away. As more information comes back from the spacecraft in the coming days, researchers will learn how much of the asteroid it nabbed and whether they should have another go at it before the spacecraft returns to Earth. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Hurricane Epsilon remains on track to brush past or strike Bermuda. A tropical storm watch is posted for the island. Epsilon is carrying top winds of 75 miles per hour. This is NPR News.
Support for